how to build an evergreen pipeline in any economy and market climate. All right, so we're talking a little bit of, again, hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. On this episode, we're talking about how to build an evergreen pipeline in any economy and market climate. All right, so we're talking a little bit of, again, COVID-19. It's probably the theme everywhere right now. Everyone is being the prophet. Everyone is talking about, oh yeah, this is how the future is gonna be. The truth of the matter is that no one knows what the future is gonna hold. What we know is now, okay? And what I can tell you right now is that COVID-19 has killed wholesaling if you are following traditional wholesaling, okay? Now, if you've been following me and following my lead for the past, at least since December 2019, when we released 11 Days Challenge, then you really have no problems right now. This, all of this is not really a problem for you. Of course, it affects everyone's business, but not in a major way, because in the first place, you're using attraction. The second place, you have multiple streams of income, okay? And, basically, I show you how to have the Amazon module on your wholesaling business. That way, you don't have to depend on closing deals. The idea is you skip 80% of the hustle, okay? Everybody's chasing after contracts. You have people talking about contracts and thinking contracts means deals. Contracts is not the same thing as deals. Majority of contracts will never close, okay? So skip 80% of that hustle, and then you make money with or without closing deals. Most of your money you're gonna make, literally upwards of $10,000-$14,000 per month with or without closing deals, but that increases your chances of 10x-ing the number of deals you do, because you now have money to market. You're not desperate to drive around for dollars for no reason. Look at what's going on. Driving for dollars, knocking on doors, suddenly becomes a thing of the past, because why would you want to go knock on doors when they're telling everyone to say stay safe right now? So when I told you long ago before that driving for dollars sucks because it's ridiculous, here we are, okay? So with that being said, let's dive into today's questions. By the way, I have two little crucial tips I'm going to share with you. I want you to listen out to it, okay? But let's go into the question. A couple of things going on here, okay? This is going to be, hopefully it's not too long of a video, because I'm going to do my commentary very, very quick and fast and choppy. So make sure you grab a pen and start grabbing it, okay? It says, just got my first corona curse out while cold calling. Whoo! I make my pitch and the seller says, really? Are you effing kidding me? The colorful word, right? With all this going on, let me just go, can you pardon me, let me just use the words, okay? Are you fucking kidding me? With all the shit going on, you want to call to buy a house? I will fucking hunt you down. Do you hear me? Don't you ever call my fucking number again. All right, that's the kind of language that people are getting. Well, they've been getting it not just because of corona, they've been getting that, but of course that's going to increase right now. And it's, if you can agree, that highly insensitive to be making calls right now, cold calling right now. But maybe not, maybe business continues. But again, I've always preached attraction marketing. That way you don't have to chase after people that don't want to talk to you. What I preach here is talk to only people. Narrow down your talking, at least person to person, to only people that really want to deal with you. Not people you have to beg to deal with you. But the higher, well, right now, there's a higher chance that they don't want to talk to you, right? Especially if you're cold calling, door knocking, or any kind of outbound outreach marketing campaign, right? So a person answered, this was from a forum, by the way, I was just watching the conversation. Person says, I'm surprised people are still cold calling. It was challenging before the pandemic and now it's 10x hard. But of course, if somebody's gonna argue, no, it's not that hard. Well, it is hard, and rejection has always been hard, and it's not any less harder, as you can think, because of the pandemic, right? Homeowners were stressed out prior to the pandemic and now it's daily worry. If your target market is over 60, please stop calling them out of pure decency. They are the most vulnerable. Okay, so let's look at this for a second here. They are the most vulnerable group. All right, so wait. This person is defending 60 and above. Chances are they are 60 and above, or they're just extra sensitive. That's the truth of the matter. Business still continues because White House is printing out $2 trillion. Business has to continue. Okay, that's just the reality of it. However, there's two balance of the coin. Even you're the one that's prospecting. You have to use some wisdom. Okay, so no, we're not gonna pretend that this is not gonna affect how your response is gonna be when you're cold calling. As a matter of fact, I prefer you're not cold calling. But you know, that's topic for another day. Okay, the same thing with SMS texting too. You see, expect that some people will curse you out. It's just what it is, especially more right now. But you're not looking for the person that crushed you out. Keep it moving, you know, continue your marketing campaign that has worked for you. Personally, I prefer you skip all of that also and focus on generating buyer leads for this market. Especially now, the buyers that you knew, they're all panicking right now. They're trying to store their money away. You need to generate new buyers that will have some new confidence for this marketplace, and see, you can also educate them on the opportunities that's about to present itself in this market. So here's how this is gonna work. Before I get into that, let me finish another one. Okay, after a year of being in the business, I'm thankful to have had 7 contracts. Remember, I said contract is not the same thing as deals, right? Now 8 as of today, they didn't close. 10 sellers to not sign contracts after verbally accepting contracts. 20 plus appointments, some sellers did not show up. Winning a few bidding wars, losing most of them. Okay, this is the reality that no one talks about. And it's not the exception. No, it's not. It's majority of people. And what that means is that you need to set yourself apart from real estate wholesalers, as they call them, and become a professional in this game. Become a marketer and an investor. Okay, no, you don't have to have the cash to become an investor. You just have to have time and the skills to partner with other people that have the cash. That's the way it works, okay? The title wholesaler is not a title. Wholesaling is a strategy of marketing and assigning deals. If you call yourself a wholesaler, you failed already. We'll talk about that again, another video, right? Hosting meetups and taking time to help others and just talking to people about what I've experienced. I just wanted to tell anyone reading this that if my ass can do this business, you can too. That was not exactly encouraging, okay? Not with the same strategies. Clearly, I don't want you to be cold calling. That's not what I want you to do. Have other people do that if they want to do that. You can hire talents that enjoy doing that. Like, you can hire this guy, okay? And make sure he's on commission. Strictly commission. Meaning, if no deals closed, he doesn't get paid, okay? Grant Cardone just laid off a bunch of people for the same reason. Because of what's going on. I'm telling you, the only recession-proof business that exists, okay? The only recession-proof business that exists is a people-based business. The back end can be real estate. That's what I teach you in 11 Days Challenge. The back end for my business is real estate. So when I close deals, another ton of money I can throw at marketing, but building a people-based business. Does that make sense? All right, so here. So the person got defensive and answered him. He says, "It may not be the time for you." Gotta speak for yourself. That means not time to cold call or continue to market. "I just got 2 more properties under contract today." What did I say? Contract means nothing. As a matter of fact, the sellers that are desperate enough are hoping that you keep the same price. So they sign a contract, but you're going to find out the real true story later on that no buyers is willing to buy at the same price because they all panic. They're humans. Right now, they're trying to store some money away. They're trying to, like, I was listening to Cody Sperber of Clever Investor say he pulled and canceled all of his contracts. Like, I don't care, just cancel all the contract right now. Why? Why did Grant Cardone basically fired all 42 people? Because they're humans. They got to protect everything they have for now and, you know, protect the empire, right? And if that means they have to fire people or cancel contract, that's what they have to do. But you have somebody signing contract with you, that's because they're looking at you as the dummy. In this market right now, you need to step back, detach, and then engage, okay? Slow down. But if you had been building the way I show you in 11dayschallenge.com, you don't have to worry because it has nothing to do with real estate on the front end. Real estate is the back end, okay? That's the maximizing the whole empire. But as far as how to make profit and feed your family on the front end, make $10,000 to $14,000 with or without closing deals, it's time to pay attention, because I've been saying this for a while. So he says, I just got two properties under contract today. Well, one today and the other DocuSign is being sent tomorrow. Well, a promise contract is not a contract. It's stupid, okay? As a matter of fact, it's meaningless, okay? Pay attention, guys. Pay attention. I gotta move a little faster. This business is simple, but if you're not doing the simple things to be successful, you'll quit on yourself. So there's too many people advising people, especially people that think contracts means deals. Contracts does not mean deals. It doesn't. Just like clicks does not mean sales. Clicks is just half or less or 1% of a sale, okay? But it leads to that. There's a process between leads, contracts, between knowledge, leads, contracts, leads, deals. All right, you gotta have an empire. That's why we have my Empire Pro. It's about building an empire, not about closing deals. It's not about closing deals. Let go of that. That's why you're vulnerable. That's why your business has been exposed to recession and COVID-19 and coronavirus, because you are just chasing deals. Learn how to build an empire once and for all, and the deals will come to you. All right. So if you want to learn all of that, just go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Go download this book absolutely for free. If you go there right now, I'll give you real estate money secret for free as well. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.